USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged Colorado Springs gunman, Anderson Lee Aldrich, has been charged with 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injuries following a mass shooting at an LGBT nightclub. This could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020, according to AAA. In Chicago on Monday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
We are delighted that demand is returning like nobody thought possible, with more and more passengers having the income and the desire to take to the skies. We also know that means airlines have to continue taking steps to address the challenges of servicing those tickets that they sell.
Climate activists are continuing to make demands after a summit took place last week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Climate activists focus on money and nothing else. For the first time, nations of the world, activists demand pay for the damage richer countries, they claim, overheated the world and is inflicting damage on poorer countries. The COP27 UN Climate Summit ended Sunday.
The U.S. men's soccer team first World Cup match in years ended in a draw Monday. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half, but Wales tied it up late in the second half thanks to a penalty kick. Before the game, President Biden wished the team well.
You guys, I know you're the underdog, but tell you what, man, you got some of the best players in the world on your team, and you're representing this country, and I know you're going to play your hearts out, so let's go shock them all.
Keep trusting in one another, play as hard as you can, and, you know, for you and your families, your teammates, and the whole country's rooting for you.
USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit off the Oregon coast this morning. The quake happened at 7:42 a.m. and was 158 miles west of Coos Bay. The earthquake was not strong enough to cause a tsunami, and no damage was reported on shore. Hundreds of thousands of fans are in Qatar to support their teams in the FIFA World Cup. In Doha, one soccer fan from the USA says he's seen people from many different nationalities celebrating together.
It's very good atmosphere, yes. Yeah, I mean, when the world comes together, it's always a good atmosphere.
Over 1 million fans are expected to arrive in Qatar for the tournament. Amid the opening celebrations on Sunday, Qatar's ruler called for people to come together, even as the country is facing criticism for human rights abuses and treatment of illegal immigrant workers and members of the LGBTQ community. Reports say multiple people are hurt after a car smashed into an Apple store in Massachusetts. This man says his best friend's wife was inside the store when the crash occurred.
She's like, I was going to put your mouth now. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But
it happened Monday in the town of Hingham, just south of Boston. Multiple witnesses say the car was traveling at a high rate of speed. No details on the extent of the injuries were given, but unconfirmed reports say one person died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.